You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back. But you're not going to like this one. If you're a Notre Dame fan, I'm telling you, you ain't going to like it. Welcome in. Welcome back to a if what is being discussed amongst the college football playoff powers that be now happens. I kind of think Notre Dame's going to have to join the Big Ten. Talk me out of it. Edition. Anyhow, is Irish. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on. You know why. That way you alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search bar. Always Irish. Rat. Always Irish. Inc. Emails. Always Irish. Handy at gmail.com. Audio only. Anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I definitely don't blame you. Call in lines 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell your boy Johnny all you heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire. Read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. It's the former captain, leading tackler, by the way, of your Fighting Irish. Mike Goolsby and myself behind a paywall. It's a beautiful thing. We let it rip. Thanks to everybody who supports us over there. All right. Welcome in, welcome back. You know how it is. It's always something. And especially now in college football, it is always something. And then it's the next thing. And then right when you wrap your mind around the next thing, then you open up Twitter and then the next thing's here. The speed at which the sport I love more than any other is changing is making me uncomfortable. Like, it's not that I'm averse to any change. It is the rapid pace of these changes and the scale of these changes. Like, sport-altering changes forever that are being decided very, very quickly for me. That's my where I'm coming from in all of what's going on in the landscape of college football. It's always something. And then right when you wrap your mind around it, the next thing's here. So this has been all over Twitter that I've seen the last 2 days. I don't understand why it's not getting more attention for what a big deal it is. And we need to go over it. And you guys need to tell me if I'm misunderstanding what this is and the numbers. Tell me. I'm not an accountant. I'm not good at math. I'm good at talking. If I'm not understanding the numbers, please correct me and make me feel better about it. So this is apparently the new idea that they're coming up with for the college football playoff that I thought we just decided the 12th thing. And then the next day they were talking about 14. And then now they're talking about this. So as we get into this, understand there's been no timeline mentioned. I looked on multiple articles about this concept to try and see a time frame, and I didn't see one. So am I to believe that this is something ongoing for now or the second batch of what's next coming in 26 on the playoff? I don't know. There's no time frame. What I am referencing, if you didn't hear it, it's being reported that what is now being discussed by the powers that be, the playoff people, is a college football playoff revenue sharing model, which isn't new. They have that now. But the difference now is the one being proposed would not have equal payout to all conferences and all people involved. it would be skewed heavily in favor of paying out the SEC and the Big Ten. Before, there was a big pool, and then each conference got the same amount, divide out among your people, and then Notre Dame has their piece of the deal. So now they want to have this not be equal payout. The Big Ten and the SEC, as you all know, as we've covered here many times, they are the two power players. They are the two groups with the most leverage right now in the sport. They know that. They understand the cards they're holding, and they are going to, while they're sitting in the power seats, they're trying to blast forward as far as they can off that power to insulate and protect their members and their groups for as long as they can. If you are a fan of a team in the Big Ten or the SEC, you have to love your leadership. They are going to bat for you. They're swinging a big stick, and they don't care what happens to anybody else. And that's who I would want to lead me to if I was a fan of one of those teams. So the Big Ten and the SEC are saying, we're the biggest, we're the best, we win the most playoff games and titles, we already bring in more money than the other conferences, we want a bigger piece of the pie. And you need to understand, they're the biggest negotiators in all this. Here's the proposed splits. The SEC and the Big Ten would receive 58% of the revenue payout. Here's how they're estimating this would break down per school. SEC, $23 million a school per year. Big Ten, $21 million per school per year. ACC, 13 and change, we'll call it $14 million a year per school. Big 12, $12 million per school. What about Notre Dame, though? Where does Notre Dame fall in all this? Under this model, Notre Dame's payout is in the group of five tier, which is $2 million per year. Soak it in your brain. I'm giving you a moment. They have Notre Dame in the group of five payout. Estimated around $2 million a year. This is an existential meteor flying at Earth. If you love independence. Unless I'm misunderstanding. God bless you. If anybody could tell me I'm misinterpreting these numbers. I read multiple articles to see if somebody just worded it weird. Unless I'm really misunderstanding things. Notre Dame gets $2 million a year under this. And the Big Ten teams get $21 million a year. It's simply mathematically unsustainable for Notre Dame to exist in this environment if they take this on. You cannot be $100 million behind Rutgers and Maryland in money coming into the athletic department 5 years from now. You're making $19 million less than them a year. You can't, it's not sustainable. And you all know, whenever we have this discussion, in a Big Ten or what's going to, does Notre Dame ever have to join a conference or whatever? I always talk about two things. The playoff situation, the viability there as an independent in that system, and the money. Those are my two things. You can't make $19 million less than every Big Ten team every year, no matter how good you are or bad they are. It's just, it's not feasible. It's, you're not going to be able to maintain and keep up. So I got a couple questions, few questions. First off, before I get into the question, tell me if I'm misinterpreting the numbers, but every article I looked at about this, this was the breakdown as I understand it, which leads me to these questions. Number one, if this is true, is this the powers that be finally trying to corner Notre Dame into having to make a full-time conference move? You know, all the time people on Twitter complain Notre Dame gets a good deal or a sweetheart deal because of the brand and the good numbers and they get treated different, all that. And whenever one of those moments comes up, whether it's accurate or not, that's the perception upon Notre Dame. People always ask, why do these other conferences play nice with Notre Dame in these meetings, in these boardrooms? Why are they willing to let Notre Dame do? Why don't they stick it to Notre Dame and say, you're not involved in the playoff unless you join or whatever? Is that what this finally is? They were patient and they bought their time, and now's the time to flex that leverage and muscle. Is that what this is? Them going, Notre Dame, you're not a full-time conference member. You're getting the group of five payout. $2 million a year. Have fun. Enjoy it. Don't spend it all at once. Is this the power play move by everybody else getting Notre Dame that everybody else has been wanting and asking for? Did they hold off and now they're making their move? Cornering Notre Dame. Notre Dame don't have any leverage. That leads me to number two on my questions. Even if Notre Dame has a seat at this negotiative table, if they are outnumbered, what can you do? Because I've already seen some people go, well, Notre Dame's involved in those discussions. You know, Captain Jack or Bavakwa, whoever, they got a seat at the table. They could fight for Notre Dame. Fine, but what if you get outnumbered? What if you get outvoted? You know the SEC and the Big Ten are voting against you. So yes, Notre Dame has a seat at the table, but if you're outnumbered, if people don't want to play ball, what do you do then? Notre Dame has no leverage in this specific manner. They have no leverage. So if this, I don't know how serious this is. There wasn't even a time frame saying looking at when they renew the next contract in 26. Like, there's no time frame. What it feels to me like is the SEC and the Big Ten know the power they wield right now. Who knows? Circumstances could change. Power could shift or balance out. Things could happen that I think these two groups know they have the most leverage right now, and it's not close. That they know the situation. It is those two powers and a huge gap, and then everybody else. I think their leadership knows they're in the catbird seat, and they're pushing this as far as they can. Three or four automatic bids for our conferences. We want more money. Whatever. They have the power. They're trying to push it as far as they can. Good leadership. I don't know if it's good for the sport, but that's not the question I'm asking. These people are after money and power, just like politicians. That's what they're after, money and power. Okay? So if this goes through, what do you want Notre Dame to do? Is there anybody that really thinks Notre Dame can make $20 million less than Rutgers every year and compete in athletics? How are you going to make that math work? It's going to be about $20 million, 19 to $20 million difference just between us and every Big Ten school, whether they're in the playoff or good or bad or what. That's $100 million more dollars Rutgers athletic program gets in 5 years than you. I don't know how you make that work. My big position on Notre Dame and independence and maintaining it is, it's always my priority as long as it's title viable. And regardless of the, you know, you don't have a bye, but you're in the playoff or whatever, I could deal with that. Numbers are numbers. Math is math, man. I just don't know how you make this work. So what I'm hoping is, more clarity on the plan and the time frame and all that. I'm also hoping somebody says, John, you're an idiot. You're not good at math and you misinterpreted these numbers. But I looked multiple places. The group of five payout is 10% of the whole pool, and Notre Dame has to share it with all the other group of five teams none of us can even name. And it averages out to $2 million a year. This is not, I was hoping that 10% payout was for Notre Dame or whatever group of five team is in the playoff. You split the 10%. I do not think that's what this is. I think this is just a flat out, whether you're in the playoff or not, you get this money. Is Notre Dame finally getting pushed here? I want you guys to let me know what you think about this. I don't know what to make of it. Let me know in the comments. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you.